Women in Roofing, Changing the Narrative. Authored by Katie Botiford, CAE Executive Director, National Women in Roofing. When I was walking around the show floor at the Skills USA competition last year, I met a young woman that had just completed her project for the roofing portion of the competition. A soft-spoken yet vibrant high schooler, she carried a confidence many young women lack at that age. I asked her why she had chosen to go into the trades for a profession. Her response, why not? We both grinned, and I asked her where she had first been introduced to that potential career path. She told me the story of growing up the daughter of a mason. She mentioned that she liked the idea of working with her hands, but then said, I was always told I could be whatever I wanted if I just tried hard enough. It was such a simple yet powerful concept. Having spent the past couple decades in the construction and building material space, I'm never surprised to hear about a woman succeeding in this industry. What does boggle my mind is when I mention that I run National Women in Roofing, NWIR, and the first response is usually, women? In roofing? It's then that I kick into gear. In an industry historically dominated by men, NWIR is leading the charge toward a more inclusive, innovative, and resilient roofing workforce. Founded to support and advance the careers of women in all aspects of roofing, we are transforming the industry by fostering community, mentorship, education, and advocacy. And as the roofing industry faces labor shortages, attracting and retaining diverse talent is more important than ever. NUIR opens the door for women of all ages to see roofing as a viable, rewarding career, helping to fill vital roles and bring fresh perspectives to the table. One major way that NWIR helps women in the roofing industry is through a robust education program. Through mentorship programs and matching leadership training, both at the local and national levels and technical education, NWIR invests heavily in the growth of its members. This empowers women to rise through the ranks, develop useful new skills, and take on leadership roles within their companies and the industry at large. As NWIR continues to grow, so does its impact. The organization isn't just supporting women, it's reshaping the industry to be stronger, smarter, and more sustainable. We're excited to tackle several project areas this year in hopes of introducing the next generation of young women to the trades, girls camps, the roofing portion of Skills USA, as well as working with the charity Dress for Success. NWIR is always looking for ways to open doors while also doing good for their communities, said Christy Robertson of Graham Roofing and current NWIR chair. Anyone that has been in the roofing industry for some time knows it's impossible to overlook the impact that women are having in creating a stronger, more diverse workforce. But we still have a long way to go. This was made clear to me when my high school son's career tech teacher asked students to share what their parents did for a living. When my son Jacob said, "My mom runs the National Women in Roofing Association," the female instructor balked and said, "Women in roofing? Nah, that's a man's job." Needless to say, it only strengthened my resolve in creating opportunities for young women to find their way into the trades. I think I'm going to take a play from the playbook of the young woman I met at the roofing competition. The next time someone questions women in roofing, I'll simply respond, "Why not?" Whether you're a contractor, supplier, or executive, investing in the advancement of women through NWIR is a powerful step toward a more successful future. For more information, visit nationalwomeninroofing.org.